Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me. My name is Will Johnson. Right with me is my producer, as usual. We're going to talk about so much today. We have the air marshals in the news. We have more stuff coming out about China. We have more stuff coming out about the House representatives and who the Democrats just selected, and so much more. Thank you so much for joining us. We got a wild one for you. All right. Thank you so much for being with us, everybody. So
yes, thank you for being with us. It is hump day, Will.
It is hump day. It's Wednesday. And man, so much has already happened this week. And so much is, you know, just so much happened this year. This year is just about gone. It's November 30th, Shannon. It's already November 30th.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it's, where did the year go, right? And yep. it's like it's been so
time flies
much,
even when you're not having fun.
Yeah, it's been so much craziness going on, right? It's just been just constantly going, and it's gone. So we do have some news to tell you about. This is about the, you know, the whole thing that happened with, you know, the air marshals. That's one of the stories that we want to talk about, the air marshals. You know, it's really interesting, and I'm kind of happy about this story. I'm happy about it because the air marshals are actually standing up. And, you know, I wonder what the Biden regime is going to do. You know, is it possible that the Biden regime will possibly try to put these air marshals in jail for what they're doing? Because think about it. I remember when the airline, you remember the airline tower control people, when they would kind of like strike a little bit and they would go talk about it, what would end up happening was that I remember one time on the Ronald Reagan, they started striking and then people were complaining because of the air, the flights were getting canceled left and right. And Reagan stepped in and said, you either go to work or you're going to get fired. You remember
yep.
that?
Mm-hmm.
You either go to work or you're going to get fired. And, you know, so the air marshals in this case are saying that, you know, they're willing to get fired. They're willing to lose their jobs because going to the southern border and catering to people who've committed crimes. It's a federal crime crossing into the United States of America illegally. It's already a federal crime, but the Biden regime is wanting want these air marshals to go down to the southern border and cater to these people. You know, go pick up their prescription, take their dry cleaning, you know, run errands for them, whatever it is that they need.
Yeah.
I mean, so I don't even get that kind of luxury. I don't ever get that kind of you know, catering to, you know, I don't get catered to like that, you know?
No, huh? Especially by the government.
Not by the government. Now, it's one thing if you're doing it for your loved ones. Okay, that's one thing, right? But forcing people to go do a job that's not even in their job description, you know, air marshal to the border, there's a big difference there.
Yeah,
it's a huge difference.
We reported on that yesterday, and today we kind of got an update on the story. It is reported by Fox News. It says air marshals facing mandatory border deployment plan mutiny on Biden admin leaving flights unguarded, the report says. It says U.S. marshals are reportedly staging a mutiny on the on the Biden administration over its immigration policies as they plan to refuse mandatory deployment orders to the southern border and therefore face possible termination. Though refusing the order puts them at risk of termination, dozens of marshals argue that abandoning their current assignment will leave American flyers more vulnerable to threats over the busy holiday travel season. And you know what, Will? That's like a huge concern for a lot of people. But listen to this. You know who is strangely silent on all this right now?
Who's that?
Buttigieg.
Buttigieg?
A transportation
guy is
completely silent on this story, mainly because he doesn't want to bring light to it. But, you know, though he's had to come out because a lot of flights were being canceled, if you recall. There was a whole bunch of airline problems. And so he kind of said he stepped in and tried to work with the airlines and told them to maybe cut their flights, not overextend themselves, overextend the pilots, because pilots quietly went on strike. If you remember, mm-hmm. on their days off, they were picketing, saying that they weren't getting days off, that they were overextended, that, you know, all these things were also putting our air flight in jeopardy. And now this, now we're removing.
I thought that just a couple of weeks ago that they were like really excited about, I'm talking about the Biden regime, was really excited about the progress that they so-called made with the airlines. And now we have these instances on like Southwest and other airlines where passengers are becoming irate and it just terrible things are happening on these flights. You know, one flight I saw had to do an emergency landing in Little Rock, Arkansas, which I thought was really odd. I'm like, you know, most of the time when people live in Arkansas, they don't ever go back to Arkansas. And then when they do go to Arkansas, they're only flying over Arkansas. And now they have to stop in Arkansas. It's probably a shocker.
Yeah, think
not so. That Arkansas is a bad place, because now they have Sarah Huckabee, you know. So
I Will's mean, from Little Rock. So that's.
Yeah, I was actually born in Little Rock, Arkansas. Yeah, oh, yes, yeah. I was born there. I'm a country boy. Don't sound like it, though, do I? No, maybe sometimes. I don't know.
But anyway,
you do.
I'm California. I'm a California girl, born and raised. Yeah. I'm a Valley girl.
Yeah, but sometimes you have the Southern.
Well, I did live in Arkansas. That's where
That's where you got your Southern twang from.
I guess so.
It rubbed off on you.
I lived there for 17 years. I worked for Home Depot there.
So you can take the girl out the country, but not the country out the girl.
Yeah, yeah. But listen to this. Let me continue with this story.
Okay.
It says, listen to this. It says, in an interview with the Washington Examiner, David Londo, the president of Air Marshal National Council, said rank and file air marshals are going to refuse to deploy and risk termination, as the Biden administration plan would strip 99% of commercial airline flights from federal protection. He says, you're almost going to have a mutiny of a federal agency, which is unheard of, he said. The mandatory deployments would leave just one in every 100 flights, U.S. flights, with federal agents on board, culminating 1/8 of its normal coverage, according to the Examiner. Londo said, highly skilled air marshals deployed to the border this week are being made to perform mainly non-law enforcement, civilian, humanitarian duties. He told the Examiner that this includes heating up sandwiches, driving illegal immigrants to custody to the hospital, and waiting inside for hours on hospital watch and effectively babysitting adults who are already in confined spaces.
Hmm.
What do you think of that, Will?
I don't know. What do you think?
He said, basically, and this is something that we've heard, you know, kind of echo through all the agencies under the Biden administration. He said, morale is so destroyed from this. I've never seen anything like this. And that has been echoed through the Border Patrol and other agencies that are being forced or asked to go deploy to the border. You know what, Will? This is such a huge burden on America that I'm really disgusted that the Biden administration, Kamala Harris, and all these Democrat congresswomen and men are not stepping up and trying to do something about this. This is a problem, and it's getting out of control in so many aspects. I just don't feel like they're taking it seriously. I see how Mayorkas could easily be removed from his position.
Yeah, you know, but again, I think the Democrats will, you know, I'm always saying this, the demons will protect demons. So even though Mayorkas is a terrible, terrible at his job, and I think actually this is what they want, right? And I keep thinking about the World Economic Forum. I keep thinking how they want to tear down the world economies and so-called AKA build it back better, right? I keep thinking about that. But Mayorkas, he's doing exactly what they want him to do. Mm-hmm. And the Republicans are going to do investigations. And the only thing that's going to happen from all of it, Shannon, is that all they're going to do is bring light to it, right? They're going to wake, they're going to have a few people that don't have a clue that Mayorkas is the reason, you know, part the one of the main reasons why our southern border is the way it is right now, in the position that it's in. The morale is really low for all of them. He's just doing a terrible job, but this is the job that they want. So the Republicans, they'll do it, but that's all it's going to be, is mm-hmm. that they're going to bring light to it, because once they go over to the Senate, the Democrats are going to protect them. The demons will protect demons, and nothing's going to happen. They're going to say that the Republicans are just doing this to, you know, deflect.
Yeah. I mean, the air marshals in this letter also said that they believe this order by the Biden administration is reckless and is leaving our country vulnerable to attack. Now, this is the people that are protecting our airways every single day. They see what's happening up there. They see the job that they're doing. And the fact that they're getting pulled from their job and they're saying, hey, listen, this is a huge mistake. Well, I find a lot of validity in what they're saying. And it does raise my concern as well. What is going to happen? And I'm asking what you think. What do you think is going to happen if something happens because he's pulled these people from these airplanes?
Personally, I think the terrorists, they're watching.
And they're hearing, right?
They're paying attention. And think about this. With Mayorkas, all the terrorists that have come across the border, right? All the terror. I think back in, what was it, August, where they said already 78 known terrorists, or was it before then? And then actually it went over 100 and something now. Known terrorists that they actually caught
on the terrorist watch list. Unknown number is,
so,
right?
Yeah, what about the ones that they did not catch? Because mm-hmm. we're talking about over 5 million people since Biden walked through the White House doors. 5 million people. So you can't tell me that they caught, 100 known terrorists, that's all of the terrorists that are trying to come into the country. These are people that believe America should be destroyed, along with the Democrats, because this is exactly what the Democrats are doing. Now, you know, part of the reason why I think that the Democrats don't want to close the southern border is because of all the sex trafficking of children. You know, I don't ever follow all of these groups that talk about all this, you know, this crazy stuff. And I'm not going to get into the names of the groups, but there's a few groups out there that talk about all this crazy stuff, how the Democrats will, you know, target children and sexualize children and just, you know, the blood with children, and it's all this crazy stuff, right? And I remember listening to that, and I'm like, man, that's kind of like far-fetched. It's out there. And I'm like, but you know what? I wouldn't put it past the Democrats, you know, for doing all this insane demonic stuff. I wouldn't put it past them. It's just, I guess I'm not surprised by it. I think I didn't want to believe it, maybe. Maybe that's what it is. But there's so much information, especially after this Project Veritas video, that just really exposed what the Democrats are really about and how this current federal tyrannical government has been trafficking children. And they, you know, and it's like a twofold with them. They bring the children in, and if the children are already pregnant, they ship them off to states that will give them abortion. And then they don't even know what happened to the children after that, right? They have no idea what happens to that. And then at the same time, when they're not pregnant, they get the kids that are not accompanied with their parents. And sometimes most cases they're accompanied with complete strangers, with monsters, and just all the stuff that comes with this. And the Democrats are not trying to stop it. Trying to get to. The Democrats are not trying to stop it. Why are they not trying to stop the trafficking, the sexual trafficking of children? Why would they not try to stop that? And all of that crazy stuff that you heard in the past, you know what? It's like, you kind of question it.
Yeah. And after I saw this Veritas video, it's real. You know, we talk about the Biden administration and what they're doing with the cartels and helping them with the human trafficking and such. You know, it was a couple of weeks ago when Comer and Jim Jordan came out on their little press conference, and they said that there was 150 SARS reports, suspicious act reports, that banks had sent regarding the Biden administration. And one of those or more was linked to human trafficking. And then when I saw this Veritas video, which we're about to let you listen to here in a few moments, this is a whistleblower that said, literally, our government is working with cartels, helping them traffic human beings. And I just thought, this children, is sickening.
Mainly children.
It is 100%. It's literally then, unaccompanied children. Yeah, literally. Yeah. That's what it is.
So they love it when they see children come, and they love it when they see children by themselves. They love it. They are like, oh, yes, great, great, great. More children. These people are completely sick. And again, they ship the children off somewhere and people don't even know what happened to the children afterwards. So they're probably sending them off to these. I mean, can you imagine? I can't even imagine that the horrible things that they're doing to these kids. And this is happening in the United States of America. And this whistleblower, she was working for the government. Listen to this. And also, hey, if you want to chime in and give me a call about this, the number is 319-527-3453. I'm going to say the number after this. So get your pen and paper if you want to give me a call. Listen.
The tax dollars of people who are listening are paying to put children in the hands of criminals. I said, I need to make you aware. And they said, Tara, we don't get sued by traffickers.
A government.
Let me stop it real quick, because that just blew my mind right there when I first heard that you don't want to get sued by traffickers. They're trafficking human beings, children, and you can possibly get sued by them. Make it make sense. Make it make sense. It just irks me to no end.
I need to make you aware. And they said, Tara, we don't get sued by traffickers.
A government whistleblower has stepped forward to Project Veritas to detail her harrowing experience at the Department of Health and Human Services. In 2021, this whistleblower volunteered to assist HHS with the placement of unaccompanied minors and was deployed to the Migrant Emergency Intake Site in Pomona, California. There, she witnessed the agency failing these children. As she puts it, doing the work of the cartels on your tax dollars.
These vulnerable children, we care for them, we clothe them, we feed them. With your dollars and my dollars, we fly that product directly to the trafficker. God forbid it's sex trafficking.
Project Veritas embarked on a 9-month investigation across the country to corroborate our whistleblower's claims.
So he attempted to traffic children, and he's still at address in Texas.
Yes, we have 44 unaccompanied children at that address. We have 25 unaccompanied children at that address.
Project Veritas put boots on the ground, visiting scores of addresses the whistleblower shared from case files she worked on. What we found was shocking.
¿Quién te patrocinó a ti?
Una tía, pero me corrió en la casa. Ella me ofrecía, y a mí no me gustaba eso.
¿Te ofrecía qué?
It says the worker that was with this little girl, what's on the screen here, is that she said that she was being pimped out by the social worker. She was being literally pimped out by the social worker. And what's really disturbing, they told the little girl that if you don't do this, that they will call the Border Patrol to have them come get you, or customs to have them come get you if you do not do this. This is nothing but monsters. These people, I have no sympathy for them. This is disgusting. It's terrible.
Pero ella, ¿cuántos hombres ella te obligó a estar con cuántos hombres?
Bueno, con muchos. Porque no me gusta.
She asked, how many men? She said, I don't remember. I don't remember how many men. And this is a 16-year-old female. She is a 16-year-old female.
Lo que me decía, me obligaba.
¿Ella de verdad era tu tía o fue alguien que se...
Dice que ella me conocía desde...
The sponsor can hold up that order of deportation to that child and say, if you do not do what I say, I'm going to call ICE on you myself.
And then the 16-year-old girl says she later escaped her aunt.
Yeah, she let her escape. But that's just one out of thousands. Just one out of
and
thousands.
And then as soon as she escaped, her aunt initiated, this is more the conversation, initiated deportation papers.
And it wasn't her actually aunt. She just said she knew the lady from when she was just a little girl.
They called her aunt. You know how they
do
that.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Believe that this is something that HHS wants people to know. If you're a case manager and you know this information, If you really care about the children being safe, you need to come forward.
But they don't care about the children being safe. That's the reason why the Biden regime is allowing this to happen. We actually have a tyrannical government in the United States of America that is pushing sexualization of children, pushing sex trafficking of children. They're doing this. HHS is behind this. Homeland Security is behind this. This is like unheard of. It's like, this can't really be happening, can
it? I know, all the time. When I
right?
Stuff
it really
like
can't
this.
Be happening,
What's
right?
What's happening to those poor kids at the border is, and it's initiated literally by our government, even by the Veritas's own investigation, which was 9 months long. He looked into these allegations. He didn't just simply take this woman's word. He launched an investigation to verify that what she was saying is true. And it's just disgusting.
It is. It's I can't stand it. You know, I always say that, you know, I'm not a violent man, but you know what? When it comes to children, we have to protect children. See, that's one of the things that we're supposed to do as human beings. We're supposed to protect the most innocent of us all. Why do you think when there's like a ship going, they say always get the women and the children first, right? They always say they get the weaker vessels. And I'm not saying women are weak, but get the weaker of us all, get them to safety, and then everybody else. In this case, they're taking advantage of the most innocent of us all, and they're putting them in these demonic positions.
Yeah. We want to update you on another story as well. We want to talk about Biden's controversial move, which actually infuriated the rail unions as the strike loomed over the railroads. It says on Monday, President Biden further stoked the flames of the looming strike situation by passing the buck to Congress. In a tweet, he demanded Congress to take charge and enforce a tentative agreement that the White House mediated between railroad carriers and rail workers, right? Now, the Railroad Workers United, they are furious, Will. One said, this is a legacy defining moment for Joe Biden. He is going down as one of the biggest disappointments in labor history. That's what the Railroad Workers United tweeted. Unfortunately, the most labor-friendly president has opted to side with big business and call for a thwarting of railroad workers' right to strike. It is crazy. They are mad at him. And
so
you know what, Will?
Did they just now realize that Biden was the worst? Did they realize this? Did it take for this to happen for them to realize it?
You know what stands out in my mind?
What's that?
Is there was one commentator that said this, and they said, the Democrats are very good about campaigning and they're bad about governing. Republicans are bad about campaigning and good about governing.
Right.
This just shows it. The Biden administration, they promised so many things, right? But the sad thing is, when it comes down to what he actually does, he is not for the people. He is for big government. That's all he cares about.
Yeah, that's all he cares about. He's for big government, and he's for this world agenda.
Right. Listen to some of what these railroad worker union people said. Joe Biden blew it. He had the opportunity to prove his labor-friendly pedigree to millions of workers by simply asking Congress for legislation to end the threat of the national strike on terms more favorable to workers. Sadly, he could not bring himself to advocate for a few lousy handful of sick days. The Democrats and Republicans are both pawns of big business and corporations. I mean, it goes on
and
on.
It's just mind blowing to me that they're just now figuring this out about Biden.
Yeah. Now this is actually a perfect example of a Democrat. It says these wolves in sheep clothing, right, have for decades been in bed with corporate America and have allowed them to continue chipping away at the American middle class and organized labor. So there's more statements just like this. There was huge tensions, but guess what? It happened today. The House voted to avert a rail strike and they imposed deals on unions. They gave 7 days, 7 sick days
to railroad workers. It seemed like such a little thing.
Yeah. Is that seven? I wonder if that's 7 days for the entire year or.
Yeah, it's 7 days.
Seven days for the year.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And so this is what they've imposed on them. This is temporary, apparently.
And it's just temporary.
It needs to be, you know, what they would say, codified.
Codified.
It needs to be put into law. Contract, signed. La da 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 da, but they have averted a strike so far. So we will see what happens from here.
It's just, again, I'm going back to them upset with Biden. Like and there's nothing they can do about it, right? There's nothing they can do about it. They just have to suck it up because the unions, they supported their position, they supported the heartache that they're having, they voted for it. Mm. And now they're complaining about it. And you know what's really interesting? They're complaining about it right now, and they're still not going to figure it out. They're still not going to realize that the reason why they're in this position is because they voted for Biden and the Democrats. And they're going to do it again. They're going to continue doing the same thing, and they're going to continue doing it thinking that they're going to get different results. Oh, it's going to be better next time. Oh, it's going to be better next time. We're going to do this the same thing again, but it'd be better next time.
Yeah, you know, I don't understand this whole contract either. You know, like the article says, it says the call for more paid sick leave was a major sticking point in the talks with other quality of life concerns. The railroads say that unions have agreed in negotiations over decades to forego paid sick time in favor of higher wages and strong short-term disability payments. But you know what? People wanted their sick pay. That's more likely what they would use, right? And so hopefully they will get it. They deserve it 100%. And I hope whatever other quality of life concerns they have, that those will be addressed as well.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Again, I don't want the railroad to stop, to be honest with you. I don't, because it will hurt the United States of America more than we can imagine.
These workers are part of the backbone of America.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want it because, you know, we don't even know the whole scope of what would actually happen if the railroads just completely stopped for a day, 2 days, a week. I mean, just imagine it would probably be on the verge of collapsing the country. I mean, and that brings me to another point. Everything that the Democrats have done since, you know, 2020 has put the country on the verge of collapse. Everything, the energy crisis put their country on the verge of collapse. The issue with the diesel on the verge of collapse, the railroad on the verge of collapse, trying to take us into World War III. Total destruction. Everything that they've done has put America in just a worse position than we ever have been. Mm. And it's like, that is the path. That is the goal. Same thing with the southern border. Another thing to cause the country to collapse. There's only so much the United States of America can handle. And they continue to do this over and over and over again. It's like, okay, that didn't work. That didn't happen. There's too many people fighting against it. Okay, let's try something else. The green stinking deal that they passed, that's another thing that they've done that possibly could collapse the country. Everything that they're doing. Okay, so I said I was going to give the number after I played that Project Veritas video. Here's the number again if you want to give me a call. That's only if you want to give me a call. The number is 319-527-3453. Okay, hope you got your pen and paper out. 319-527-3453 if you want to give me a call and chime in.
Yeah, I think it's interesting that you brought up the Green New Deal, because today in the news, it actually made me chuckle a little bit. You have a lot of people like Bernie Sanders who've been huge advocates of the Green New Deal. Right?
Bernie Sanders.
But now they are panicking. It says New England senators seek help to avoid energy disruptions. Yes, this story is on Yahoo News. It says senators from Connecticut, Vermont, and Maine called upon the Biden administration Tuesday to bring federal, state, and regional officials to find ways to prevent possible energy disruptions this winter across New England. The senators, three Democrats and two independents, said the region is heavily dependent on natural gas. One thing that Biden has really said he's against.
Yep.
And feeling the impacts of the war in Ukraine and tight global energy supplies, they urged Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm to leverage resources within her department to help bring non-fossil fuel energy online as quickly as possible in the region and to renew any emergency powers that could be used to ensure region receives the energy it needs without price spikes or supply disruptions. Give me a break. I mean, I'm sitting reading this going, literally, even if you bring in other natural resources, we saw by California this year, who has a lot of windmill and solar power, how, guess what? They could not provide enough energy to the state for the energy that they were needing. They actually had to go outside of the state to get natural gas type energy in order to keep everything online. Now you have these states who depend heavily on energy in the winter. Now they're having a problem and they're asking for help. With the upcoming winter season comes a real threat to energy reliability, and residents and businesses in New England wrote to the different senators. Global events caused by Russian invasion, which is crap, right? Ukraine are exacerbating the risk at the region will not have the fuel supplies needed to maintain heat and power during the extended cold snap. Well, we know that really Russia, we knew the war on fossil fuels happened before Russia was even on the scene, right?
Yeah,
before
absolutely.
The first day that Biden took
office, shut down the XL pipeline. Right. He stopped the offshore drilling. He stopped the drilling on federal lands. But all of a sudden, the reason why it's happened, and you know what? The gas prices and everything were going up before Russia. But then when people started complaining about it,
Russia.
It became Russia.
Russia.
So let me ask you this, Will. How do you think? So I think this is just a move by them to look like they're trying to do something, because really the fact that they do not have enough energy is really totally they're at fault, right? They pushed, they advocated for this energy, new resources of energy, right? They've pushed to push fossil fuels out of the picture, especially Bernie Sanders. And now they're in this position. I think it's just to save face for them. But what do you think really, do you think it impacts the voters? Do you think they see what's really happening?
I think a lot of them see it and they don't care. To be honest with you. I think a lot of, because we saw that in this last election, a lot of people, they saw it and they just don't care. Now, were there some shenanigans going on in this past election? Yes. There was people was saying there was not enough going, you know, there was people that was actually saying, well, yeah, there might have been some shenanigans, but not enough to change the outcome of the election. It was just all of these people that were doing it. Well, there was actually enough, but they just don't care. People are going along with it. It's like we're becoming a third world nation overnight. And there's nothing we can do about it. It's like we're just seeing it happen. Mm. It's happening right before our very eyes. Mm. And again, all these crises that take place, the Democrats either create them, or if they don't create them, they take advantage of them. In most cases, the Democrats, the leftists, the progressives, they're creating these crises, and then they want to swoop in, act like they're here to save the day. It's a classic example of the firemen. Right. And before I didn't even understand this. It was like there's firefighters that would go out and start these fires so they would show up and be able to put the fire out. But there was actually people doing that. Firefighters actually starting fires. So this is exactly what the Democrats are doing. They're starting all of these fires and then they want to show up like they're there to save the day. But they're the ones that caused the fire in the first place. And then they want to be, you know, looked at as heroes, like they're here for the people, for the small man, but they're not. They're just the opposite. And for some unknown reason, other than being a demonic spiritual thing that's taking place here, is that these people go along with it. And you know what? Just like in the 2020, they knew that Biden was going to do all of this crazy stuff. And people said it multiple times. They knew Biden was having mental issues before the 2020 election. We all knew that he was having mental issues. Even the Democrats knew it. Even now, they're even talking about his mental capacity and possibly, and they're already talking about doing a primary against Biden. But they knew it. They did this, and mainly because they hated President Trump. And you know what? They hated President Trump because he was doing the right thing. And let me say this, Shannon, and this is not to, you know, say President Trump is, you know, like God or anything. I have to put that disclaimer out there, because people, they don't hear nothing else. I'm like, oh, my goodness, you think Trump is like God? Oh, my goodness. And it's only the liberals that have this mindset. But let me give you an example. OK, this is just an example. Or let me give two examples here. One example, the first one, before I get to the main one here, is that, you know what they did to President Trump when he was in the White House? They removed him from Twitter. They removed him from Facebook. They removed him from YouTube. They removed him from social media because they did not want people to hear what he had to say. They were terrified of him saying, people, y'all need to stand up against this. They did not want him to say that. He never did say that. He never did tell people to rise up. President Trump never said that. He always told people to be peaceful, but they feared him. And what did they do? They removed him from the platform. So, you know, he was the president of the United States, and they removed him. They did this stuff to him as he was the president. So for the rest of us, they'll do it. They'll do it. They've done the same thing, and they will do worse. If they do it to the president, they're going to do it to us, and even worse. My main point about that, and again, Trump is just another man. He doesn't walk on water. But you know who else was doing the right by people? You know who else was telling everybody the truth, and they end up killing him? He didn't do anything wrong. He didn't do nothing wrong. Jesus? He did nothing wrong. He wasn't calling for violence. He didn't tell people to hate anybody. He was telling people the truth. Everything that Christ was doing was doing for the betterment of all of us. Again, disclaimer, Trump is not God. But if they did it to Christ, everybody else is free game too.
Yeah.
And President Trump came along and he was doing positive stuff, not just for white people. He did stuff positive for Black people, Hispanic, Asians, Indian. He did it for people. Again, he wasn't perfect. But my point is, if they do the worst to Christ, the rest of us is free game. President Trump was doing positive stuff around the world, and they did it to him. They're still trying to put the man in jail. And the only reason why they hadn't killed him, because I'm like, oh my goodness, if we kill him, then, you know, we might get a revolt that we don't want.
Yeah. By the way, the House and Ways actually got Trump's tax returns today. They got 6 years of his tax returns.
They got 6 years of his tax returns.
Yep, they sure did. Listen to this. This is also breaking news today. I'm sure all of you have heard, but Hakeem Jeffries has officially been elected to lead the House Democrats. He will become the first Black party leader in Congress.
Jeffries.
Yeah, this dude.
I call him Jeffries. I don't like this dude. He's another one of those demonic people, mm-hmm, that says all of this lies. Just total rhetoric.
And well, I want it to be clear. I don't dislike him because he's Black.
I dislike him.
I loved him, Scott.
I dislike him because he's an idiot.
He is an idiot. And listen, you know, it's funny because during election season, guess what the number one thing is that the Democrats came out against all Republicans that were running? They were calling them what?
Election deniers.
And guess what Hakeem is?
Election denier.
Exactly.
Listen to what he was saying back in 2016 election.
Seems to me that there's a cloud of illegitimacy that continues to hang over 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, and that patriotic Americans have a responsibility to try to figure out what the heck happened in terms of the malignant tumor that seemed to have been embedded in that 2016 campaign. What did the president know?
Regular order.
When did he know it?
Regular order.
And how do we prevent this type of malignant activity from happening again?
So basically, he's saying that, you know, Russia pretty much intervene in the 2016 election. And on this clip, it says the Mueller report. This is before the Mueller report came out.
It was an argument for the investigation.
Yeah, argument for it. And the Mueller report was, I think it's $42 million later, came up with absolutely nothing.
Yep, they said
nothing.
Russia, the claim was that Trump colluded with Russia.
Trump directly colluded with Russia.
Russia installed him in that position, which that was unproven, right?
It now, never happened.
Has Russia intervene in our elections?
Yes, have so we intervened we have in to. Their elections right, or right. Israel
but
or anywhere else?
We haven't installed a leader, and neither have they.
I don't know. I think under the Biden regime.
Oh, well, maybe.
Obama, I think they installed some world
leaders. But I
think
it's interesting, and I think you should think this is interesting, too, that they were willing to spend $42 million on a Mueller report, but they weren't willing to spend any money when it came down to the 2020 election to see whether or not it was valid.
No,
they didn't want to do an investigation into that.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Because then it would expose them for who they really are. And they can't have, you know, they can't have themselves exposed for all the corruption that they're doing, because they actually are the true election deniers. They truly are.
They started it, in fact.
And actually, they're you know what? They're
Hillary
actually
Clinton.
Truth deniers. They're truth deniers.
That's true. Hillary Clinton denied that President Bush won his election.
She sure
Bush
did.
Bush Jr.
She sure did.
She was saying that he was installed into that position. And
sure
I'm
did.
Sitting there going, give me a break. And they have audio on this. We have proof of this. We have proof of all of them being election deniers, right? And this is what I was saying. They're good at taking these things, even though they've done it first, proven that what they do works, and they apply it to the Republicans and turn it around as something bad, because it is, you know, what they do is bad. I mean, they literally said that there was collusion. There was no collusion. It was proven. And none of them came out. None of them said it was that there was no such thing. They couldn't admit they were wrong. Right. But then everything that happened, which had never happened before until the Biden Trump campaign or election, they didn't want to look into it at all.
Yeah, they want to look the other way.
To me, I would sit there.
The reason
why
they want to look the other way, because they got what they wanted.
I would think you go, okay, were mail-in ballots a way that makes our election less safe? Does it allow for more stealing of an election? Like, I think that should have been an investigation.
It's 100%. But the Democrats, because even during this last election, this midterm election, they all said that, you know, Democrats, they do all their mail-in ballots first. So we can expect all the mail-in ballots to come in first for the Democrats, right? Because they use the mail-in ballots and they keep adding to it. They keep adding to it. Yeah, the mail-in ballots come in before the election and the mail-in ballots come in after the election day, because that's the reason why they don't want to stop. That's the reason why they don't want to have just one day election. They want to have a week, 2 weeks, a month election.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's funny, because as soon as Hakeem was voted in, you know, the RNC blasted him for being an election denier, and they gave a whole bunch of his tweets. Right. One of them was, the more we learn about 2016, the more illegitimate it becomes, is what he wrote. America deserves to know whether we have a fake president in the Oval Office. That was one of his tweets among many. History will never accept you as a legitimate president, he wrote against Trump. I mean, give me a break.
Yeah,
I can't stand the hypocrisy. It actually makes my blood boil. And I know that every one of you listening, you're going, yeah, me too. I, you feel me? I feel you.
Yeah, I can't stand this dude. I can't stand him. So listen, I got another audio clip of Joffrey's, and I call him Joffrey's because I watched Game of Thrones, and it was this evil little tyrant on there called Joffrey's. Just disgusting. But listen to him, because he's such a hypocrite. Where he's talking about the election, of course, and then he's going to call out Justice Thomas. He's going to call him out, and he's going to call out his wife, right? I mean, He literally says that his wife was trying to overthrow the government. This dude is a complete idiot, and he's just mouthing off stuff. And now this idiot is the minority leader in the House, replacing Nancy Pelosi. Listen.
And if Justice Thomas really wants to deal with bullying in America, or this problem of people supposedly unwilling to accept outcomes that they don't like, I've got some advice for Justice Thomas. Start in your own home. Have a conversation with Jeannie Thomas. She refused to accept the legitimacy of the 2020 presidential election. Why? Because she didn't like the outcome. And so instead, she tried to steal the election, overthrow the United States government, and install a tyrant. That's bullying.
Don't you think that the tyrant has been installed? Wouldn't you agree the tyrant is actually in the White House right now? The tyrant that called more than half the American people domestic terrorists? How is that not the tyrant?
The Democrat Party as a whole is tyrannical. Let me tell you what, that Mueller report and even the January 6th investigations have nothing been bullying. They 100%. Have bullied so many people because the outcome, as Mr. Jeffries said, is not what they wanted, right? And now, Will, you know what frustrates me to no end now is the Democrats are working to ways to make sure that they don't lose another election. We say this every single year. It's true. But listen, it's what they do.
It's scary if they get Warlock. If they get Warlock, they can do that.
Because yeah, they'll be able to get rid of voter ID. Race.
They'll be able to get rid of voter ID, and that means that if you want to vote more than once, you'll be able to. Because you're not going to need an ID to vote the first time, the second time, the third time, the fourth time, and they're not going to verify them because voter IDs are no longer required. And that's something that the Democrats are pushing. We're being set up for the downfall of America.
Yeah. So listen to this, Will. This is a story that I think is important. This was on the Western Journal, and it says, while no one was looking, the FCC quietly gave Soros-linked group major win over conservatives. Now, Will, what is one state that we won by a landslide?
Arizona. Okay. It is one of them, but Florida.
Florida. Right. And so they see Florida as a huge threat, people.
So they're trying to change
the
mindset there.
And one of the biggest threats that they saw was what? That the Hispanic population, the Cuban population, was highly influenced and for the first time in decades changed their voting to Republican and voted Republican in that state instead of Democrat.
So now George Soros is stepping in and bought this radio station so they can indoctrinate the Cubans that live there that's voting Republican to change their votes from Republican to Democrats.
Correct. There was a radio station there called Radio Mambi. It's from Televisa Univision, right? A liberal media outlet. Now, this is known as a conservative radio station.
Was
right. It's Spanish language only, right? So that's the one that Hispanics typically tune into. Was bought out by a company called Latino Media Network, which is owned as George Soros. George Soros apparently owns it. It says that the big thing is they want to influence this huge conservative base has been turning into this radio station, and they want to influence them Democrat, to vote for Democrats.
That's disgusting.
Yep. And they're saying, here's the kicker. People won't even probably know that it's been bought out.
No, they're not going to know.
They'll be tuning in and they won't even realize that it's been bought out. Yep. I think they will when it starts reporting.
Don't think so. I think they're going to be real slick about it, just like Disney was slick before they got the last CEO. They're just going to be slick about it, and they're going to all target like people like Matt Gaetz. They're going to target everyone in Florida, and they're going to bring and they're going to say, well, the Republicans are doing this and Republicans doing that, and they're going to be blatantly lying, just like Joffrey's blatantly lying, saying that she wanted to, like, saying that Thomas, Justice Thomas' wife wanted to overthrow the government. That's a blatant lie. She can voice her opinion. Just because she voiced her opinion and Joffrey doesn't like it doesn't mean she's trying to overthrow the government. How do you do that?
Yeah.
You need to get a military to overthrow the government here in the United States of America. And the military that we have, they're not going to do diddly. They're going to sit on their butts and sit on their hands and not do anything when they see the corruption taking place, because we have a woke military.
Yeah. Now my question is, of course, the people that work at the Radio Mambi, they know what's happening, right? And listen to what happened.
It says, I think it's going to end up happening that they're going to end up firing a lot of them. They're going to lay a lot of them off and bring in a whole bunch of them that are, you know, communist way of thinking.
Yeah. Unsurprisingly, the article reads on to say many staffers at Radio Mambi are unhappy that their network is now being bought out by a Soros affiliated group. According to Fox News, one host, Lourdes Ubieta, quit in July, saying she would never accept any paycheck from Soros. She said, America is a free country. Even an avowed global socialist with a clear radical political agenda can buy our media outlets to silence their opposition. She knew exactly what they were doing.
Yep.
And so do we.
So I'm wondering if the, you know, because I know quite a few people that live in Florida that's in the Cuban community. I wonder if they're aware of this.
Yeah, we should reach out to them and ask, because we just found this out today.
Yeah, I'm just kind of curious. Are they aware of this? But what about the millions of people, other people that don't have a clue? And when they start hearing, oh, the Republicans are this, Republicans are that, and the Democrats have everything in your best interest. Lie, lie, lie. And it's like, oh. The radio station is going to start sounding like communist Cuba.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people are talking about how Joe Biden's approval rating had really plummeted among Hispanics, and they saw Florida as proof of that, right?
Yes.
And so that put them on the defense. That made the Democrats see that they had some work to do in Florida, and they know how to do it. Let me tell you.
You know what would be nice is that this radio station just crumbles. From ratings, from views, because I'm hoping that the people there are like, you know what, this is not right.
Yeah.
You're lying to us now.
Yeah, let me tell you what, those people, they're smart. And I hope they do catch on.
That's what I'm saying.
And I hope that it does fall flat on its face.
I'm hoping this is something else that George Soros lose money he did with Beto.
But we also know that they do things slowly to indoctrinate you, to grab you.
That's what I said.
To reel you in. And before you know it, you're like, going, what am I listening to?
Yeah.
Right?
Well, just like Judge Report. Judge Report used to be completely conservative.
Newsmax, too.
Same thing with Newsmax.
Newsmax sold for $1.
Yeah.
Sold out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same thing. So now we have, you know, Newsmax with Judge Report. And a lot of people are, what, Judge Report? They're not conservative any longer? No, Judge Report, he actually sold it. And now the ones who's running it now, they're complete, total leftists. Complete, total leftists.
Yeah. It's sad.
This is our world.
It is our world. Mm-hmm.
And you know what I don't like about all of this is that we're sitting here talking about all of this stupid stuff over and over and over again. I mean, you know what? Is there any positive news in all of this? I mean, you know, just think about it. You know, and sometimes people say, well, you're always talking about the doom and gloom. Well, you know, I pay attention to the stuff that's going to affect our children later on. And some people don't want to pay attention to it. Some people just want to act like, oh, all this will blow over. No, you know what? Us being silent on it means that the Democrats just see this as acceptance. The Democrats seeing, okay, this is what the people want because no one is saying anything about it. No one's speaking up against it. So you must want it. That's exactly what happens here.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, listen, Will, you know, I've been curious. I've been asking people, how did they tune into the show today? Because I want to know.
Yeah, because today was the first time we went live and I did not do a short video on Facebook saying, here we are, here we are.
Yeah, some people are asking, how do you get notifications? So I went on to Podbean. That's the the broadcast, the tool that we're using. Uh-huh. And they say that if you download the app, you can configure it to notify you when a new episode, when new episodes are available and when people comment on the show. So basically you have to download the app. I guess it's available on Apple and Android if you have either one of those phones.
I think most people are connecting via the app right now anyways.
Okay. Well, I'm just telling you, it's important, of course, also to subscribe to the channel.
Right. Right.
Become a follower of the channel so you can get notifications as well. I'm going to try it out. I'm going to turn on notifications on my phone too. And
do you have the app on your phone?
You know what? Do I have the app on my phone?
I don't know. That's a really good question. I have it on my phone.
Okay. Do you get notifications?
I do when people leave comments, and I actually go back and leave comments.
Do you get notification when we go live though?
No. Well, see, the thing is with my phone is connected to when we go live. So, I'm not going to get notification for myself. So that would be up to, you know, other people if they would get it. So if you install it on yours and subscribe to my channel, see, look at that. You don't even subscribe to my channel. That's so hurtful. It's so hurtful. Wait a second. You're the producer. You don't even subscribe. What does that even mean?
Wait, you're assuming I'm not subscribed, but I actually am.
Okay, you are.
Okay. I see the comments in here as well.
Okay, okay.
Don't be hating.
hater.
But I don't get notifications, so I'm gonna have to.
You're probably gonna turn them on.
But you know what? I think I'm logged in as you on my phone. You know, because I use our live app login.
Okay, well, maybe you need to create your own.
I need to create my own external.
Maybe this was app. So you are not subscribed. Okay. Wait a second. No hater here. Gotcha.
I don't know why I think that's so funny.
Gotcha. Well, cool. Well, hey, everybody. I want to thank you so much. How much time? Okay. I want to thank you so much for being with us. You know, this is hump day and there's so much going on. I want to thank everyone for being with us. You know, if you find it in your heart, someone gave us pod beans. Is that Sherry? Sherry's. Who is that?
Lady Sherry?
That's not.
She changed her name.
Is it? Did she
change
her name?
Her name.
Maybe she changed her name.
Yeah, I think she did.
Because I know Sherry. She's been really awesome. She sent us the pod beans. But you know what? My website, uniteamericafirst.com. Please, if you find it in your heart, please support me there. You know, I'm viewer and listener supported. That's the only way I'm able to bring this, you know, different content to you for every day. And I'm willing to put myself out there. Oh, let me tell y'all about this story. So. Here lately, I've been going to the gym, you know, trying to work out, trying to be healthy, trying to keep up my stamina, trying to keep my energy going. And because, you know, we have a battle, and I truly believe that we're headed for a bigger battle that we've never thought we would see in America since the first Civil War. And I truly, and I pray that I'm wrong. I say this all the time. I hope that I'm wrong, but the direction the country's going in, something's gonna pop. That bubble is gonna pop at some point. What I believe is gonna happen, right? So I've been going to the gym working out. Well, today I was in the gym working out, you know, and I put my headphones on and I mind my own business. People walking around, people working out, and you see people there. But I, for the most part, I just listen to Christian hip hop. I listen to Christian hip hop. I don't like listening to the other hip hop. But so I'm just sitting there tuning in to the music I'm listening to, and I'm working out and I'm doing this one workout. And then, you know, after I work out, I'm huffing and puffing and I look up and this dude is taking my picture. This guy is taking my picture. And I'm like,
was it a picture or a video?
It was a picture.
Okay.
It was a picture. And he's you know how you hold your phone up close like this?
Yeah, you can tell
as if it
has it.
And you're trying, he's like, are you trying to be discreet? I mean, are you trying? You can't. I mean, he's like, he's looking down at his phone and he sees me. And then as soon as I look at him, he takes a picture. Then he turns and then he types something really quick. Uh-oh. And they hit send. So I don't know if he took it and posted.
He's either a lover or a hater.
And, you know, I think he's more, I think I would say he's probably more of a hater.
Because he didn't say anything to
you,
right?
Because most people that see me in the gym and they recognize me, they would go, hey, dude, I know you. You know, they'll say, you know what? And they'll say, keep up the good work. Thank you so much. And I said, well, you know, I'm always saying that, you know, we have to fight for our country. I'm just trying to do my part. But he took my picture and typed something really fast. And then he like did one more thing and then he was gone. And I'm like, this dude just took my picture. And I'm like,
maybe you have a stalker.
And I'm like, I don't have paparazzi status.
You don't?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I don't know paparazzi. And I don't think I even care to have paparazzi status. You know, I don't even care for that because I'm seriously. But I just find it really odd.
Especially
just,
when you're working out. Like, that's what I'm saying. Who wants a picture while you're working out? Like, that's not cute.
He just took my picture. But, you know, I've gone to places where, like, I was in Chicago. Was it Chicago? Yeah, I was in Chicago where I was out on the streets and this Antifa member go, oh, look, there he is. And this dude was following me around and he was harassing me the entire time, but he was by himself, but he was trying to get other people to come over there and physically attack me. And he was just like, he said, I have to take a picture. This Antifa dude took a picture, a selfie with me and him in it. He said, no one's going to believe this.
That's funny. Did you smile?
I sure did. I said, yeah, I'm coming for you. You know, but that's who I am. You know, if you want to take a picture, just make it known. But I just thought it was kind of odd. He took my picture trying to be discreet about it. And it was like, really, dude? Really? Really?
Yeah, really. That's really, really what happened.
So, but anyways, hey, everybody, thank you so much. I really do appreciate you being here with us. And it really does mean a lot that you tune in. We will be here tomorrow, Thursday, 5 p.m. Central. We will be here tomorrow, Thursday, 5 p.m. Central. So please try to check out the notifications and, you know, see if the notification works for you. If not, just be sure to download the app and tune in 5 p.m. Central tomorrow. God bless everyone. See you tomorrow on the flip side.